stars crushed by black holes. 3. Mild compression of radiative stars by supermassive black holes, by Suman Kumar Kundi et al. A tidal disruption event TDE occurs when the gravitational field of a supermassive black hole SMBH destroys a star. For TDEs in which the star enters deep within the tidal radius, such that the ratio of the tidal radius to the pericenter distance beta satisfies beta 1, the star is tidally compressed and heated. It was predicted that the maximum density and temperature attained during deep TDEs scale as beta caret 3 and beta caret 2, respectively, and nuclear detonation triggered by beta is greater than or equal to 5, but these predictions have been debated over the last 4 decades. We perform Newtonian smooth particle hydrodynamics (SPH) simulations of deep TDEs between a Sun-like star and a 10 to the power of 6 M Sun SMBH for 2 is less than or equal to beta is less than or equal to 10. We find that neither the maximum density nor temperature follow the beta caret 3 and beta caret 2 scalings or, for that matter, any power law dependence, and that the maximum achieved density and temperature are reduced by approximately an order of magnitude compared to past predictions. We also perform simulations in the Schwarzschild metric, and find that relativistic effects modestly increase the maximum density by a factor of is less than or equal to 1.5 and induce a time lag relative to the Newtonian simulations, which is induced by time dilation. We also confirm that the time the star spends at high density and temperature is a very small fraction of its dynamical time. We therefore predict that the amount of nuclear burning achieved by radiative stars during deep TDEs is minimal. This was Stars Crushed by Black Holes. 3. Mild compression of radiative stars by supermassive black holes, by Suman Kumar Kundi et al.